Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Roscoe, and welcome to the latest edition of the Kings of Anglia podcast special series. And today, I'm joined by Ipswich Town woman goalkeeper Nat Negri. Nat, thanks so much for joining me. How's things?
Yeah, I'm all really good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Nah, it's a pleasure to have you on. And yeah, obviously fresh off the FA Cup win against Bournemouth. Manchester City up next, Nat. I'm sure the team are buzzing for that. But yeah, very good performance against Bournemouth.
Yeah, we were really, really happy with the performance. We knew it was going to be quite a tough game going into it, given that they hadn't lost a game yet this season and neither had we. So we weren't being complacent about that. I think going into every game, we take every game as it comes and we treat it the same way. But we knew this one was going to be tough and quite possibly tougher than a few games we have in our league. So, yeah, I think the result definitely showed that. But we did put in a performance and we managed to get a result, which is good.
Very much so. And yeah, obviously, it's got a bit cold now, isn't it, Nat? Like, as a goalkeeper, you know, you're not running about. So that's one question I want to quickly just throw straight away. Like, how do you keep yourself warm? It wasn't too cold down at Felixstowe on Sunday. I was expecting really, really cold. But yeah, as a goalkeeper, trying to keep warm, what's your ideal plan to try to get warm?
Well, to be honest, I've felt all right in a few games so far. I think as January, February comes about, I might get a bit worse. But to be honest, I just start running around and try and stay switched on. If I feel like I'm switched on mentally, then I don't really think about the cold. I sometimes sing to myself a bit, which probably isn't ideal, because when the ball's coming to me, I have to stop and try and figure out what I'm going to do. But no, I've been all right so far, and Sunday I was all right. So yeah, it's all good.
I'll put you on the spot. What are you singing then? What are you singing in your head?
I sometimes sing High School Musical, which I don't know why, but it's always the first one that comes to my head. And I've sometimes sang a bit of Mamma Mia. So yeah, that's the ones recently.
I like it. Well, let's take you back, Nat, from a young Nat, basically. And what's your first memories of football? You know, the early days, you know, who got you into it? You know, family, friends, who got you into it?
Well, my family have always been lifelong Arsenal fans. So I've grown up in North London, so I've also kind of carried on that tradition a bit. So my dad's got season tickets at the Emirates, so I've been going since I was probably about 10, which has been a great memory to kind of get myself into football, because it's something I was able to share with my family as well. And then when I was in primary school, a few of the girls in my year were joining football teams, and at the time I was actually with my mum. My mum's really into like horses and horse riding, so she tried to get me into that, and it kind of wasn't for me after a few lessons. And I kind of just wanted to jump on the bandwagon and join football, and I was really enjoying it in the playground at school. But I didn't want to join the same team as my friends, because I kind of wanted to have it separate and have my own team and not follow along too much. But yeah, I joined then Stevenage Borough Junior Girls when I was probably about 11. Was there for a couple of years and then got picked up by Arsenal and was there ever since, which was a great club to start at, considering it's the one I support.
Yeah, very much so. And obviously you're a goalkeeper, and the question is, how did you become a goalkeeper? Were you a prolific striker back in the day, or have you always been a goalkeeper?
I feel like every goalkeeper has the same answer with this. We've always been a striker as well. I started off in goal. I was always playing in goal when I joined the team. I realised I was quite good at it from quite young, and I think from then, once you found someone in a grassroots team that actually wants to go in goal, they never swap them out. So yeah, I was in goal for a while, but my team was quite good, and I would sometimes do half the game in goal, half the game out pitch, and I was actually the highest goal scorer at one point, which I sometimes thought, shall I switch to be a striker? But I'm happy I stayed with a goalkeeper, and yeah, I do enjoy it. I think it's helped me with the modern game of goalkeeping now, playing with my feet, and I think it made me quite quick when I became a goalkeeper growing up. So yeah, sometimes I do wish I was a striker, but I am happy.
Yeah, very well. So, and obviously goalkeeping has changed so much, even in the last 10 years, maybe as yourself, you know, growing up and, you know, being in the Arsenal Academy. What have you sort of seen? What's changed more? Obviously, playing with the ball to your feet. But, yeah, you know, when you were a kid, your coaching, I'm sure, has been changed a lot as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as I've got older, my coaching's definitely got better. I had one goalkeeper coach that I really remember quite fondly. I still speak to him now a lot. The goalkeeper coach I had at Arsenal, I feel like I would owe a lot of what I've done now to him. He brought me into Arsenal, so I definitely would never be where I am now had he not brought me into the academy setup. But yeah, I think as you get older, it gets to a point where you kind of get less coached and just more trained to keep doing it and the repetitive movements. But I've really enjoyed working with most goalkeeper coaches I've had. Obviously, a few that you don't click with as well and a few that you really get on with. But yeah, I think the style has changed massively. Everyone's got their own coaching style as well, which is nice to get different, obviously, feedback from everyone and what they feel like you need to work on, what other people feel you need to work on. But I think as the game's evolved, obviously, playing with your feet's massive. You sweep up. As we play, I'm really involved in playing up. So sometimes I find myself on the halfway line. And I mean, I'd rather not be there, but I do enjoy that side of the game. But also in terms of like coming to claim crosses, you're a massive part of set pieces, making sure we don't concede. And that's definitely something we pride ourselves on at Ipswich as well, not conceding goals. And I like to think that with the coaching I've had, I'm doing all right at that so far.
Yeah, very much so. We'll get onto that shortly. But yeah, Arsenal then, Nat. As you said, family, big fans, yourself as a fan, yeah, wearing that training kit for the first time must have been amazing. You know, how did that sort of come about? You said you were at Stephen and Borough, but were you just scouted and you just got asked coming to Arsenal?
Yeah, I was actually, I was told about this kind of goalkeeper camp. It's called GKICON, the one that my Arsenal coach actually ran at the time. And I went along and I was there for about maybe 2-3 sessions. And he kind of said, look, come along to Boreham Wood. We were training at Rowley Lane at the time, and I went along for a session. It was almost like a trial, but kind of just to see how I was getting along with the girls and within the session. And I must have done all right, because I came away from the session, he said, we'd like to sign you. I'd actually had a few trials previously with Arsenal, but when I was a bit younger, and I actually didn't even get through the first round of it. And then to think a year or two later, I was then picked up in a completely different way was something that was special. But yeah, so I got into it through there. But wearing the Arsenal shirt was unbelievable. And I managed to progress all the way up until I was 18 and got an experience at the Emirates with the first team as well. So that was definitely a special thing, knowing that I sit up in the North Bank, but I was actually on the pitch this time. It was a great feeling, especially for me and my family coming to watch.
Yeah, I can imagine. And going back to you as a goalkeeper, which goalkeepers did you sort of look up to, or just goalkeepers you looked to and, oh, I want to try to do what they do, men or women, so, you know, goalkeepers?
My first goalkeeper that I was very, very, I would say, inspired by was the Arsenal goalkeeper at the time, Wojciech Szczęsny, yeah, the Polish one. He, I think, really got me into goalkeeping. I had a friend at school whose mum worked at the training ground, and she actually got me... I hurt my knee at the time when I was younger, and she got me like a video from him to say, oh, like, good luck with your recovery. It wasn't a bad injury, but it was cool to have. And she always used to get me a few signed bits from him. And I think he was someone that really got me into goalkeeping and kind of made me want to carry on, even when sometimes you had them thoughts of, do I want to be in this position or want to be in a different one? But I would say him, and as I've got older, the type of goalkeeper I am, playing with my feet, I like to kick long, I like to kick out my hands and really be involved. I quite like watching Edison as a goalkeeper. I think that's something that he's really obviously brought the game to the point it has. And then female goalkeepers similarly, like Hannah Hampton, who plays the same way that he does. I really love watching her, and I think her being in the position that I want to be in at some point with the seniors, possibly the starting goalkeeper in the seniors now, she's definitely one I look up to as well.
That's good. And let's talk then about Arsenal as a team. Lisa Litch, we'll get onto that shortly. you know, you said you're around the first team. Can you name drop any players that sort of helped you, you know, progress and up the ranks?
Obviously, I mean, I was in a few times. I was training alongside Manuela Zinsberger, the Arsenal goalkeeper. Lydia Williams, she was also there at the time. And Fran Stenson was there as well. She's now off at Southampton. So it was unbelievable to train with people who have done it. I mean, Lydia Williams, she'd been in the Australia set up for years and years and years, only just retired. So it was really good to see how they train and what their attributes were and see what I could do similarly to them. But yeah, when I was in there and I just walked in for the first time, I seen the faces like Katie McKay, Viv Miedema, and I was honestly starstruck. And then my best friend is actually still there now. She's out on loan, Taya Goldie. She's been in around the setup for years now, but it was always nice going in with that familiar face, and she kind of introduced me to the girls a bit. But I would definitely say she's one that has inspired me as well. We push each other along the way, and knowing that she's there and that I also want to be at the club one day is definitely something that I would look forward to.
That's good. And obviously, like any young player, you go out on loan to Charlton. I'm sure that was a good experience for you. You know, away from the Arsenal bubble, I know they look, you know, making sure how you're doing, but that must have been a good experience for you, just going out on loan and get that first team experience.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it wasn't something that really any of the girls were doing at the time. So I was quite apprehensive about it because I wasn't quite sure why I was getting sent out. You always kind of look at it and think, why am I going? But looking back at it, like it's honestly probably one of the best experiences I had done. I got a move to Palace off the back of it, which was, I can honestly say, I would not have got if I hadn't gone to Charlton. I think being in around a first team setup is so different to being in the academy. And obviously you want to be playing at the team with the big name, everything like that. But I think you kind of disregard the fact that you're playing with senior players, you're getting used to the speed, you're getting used to the physicality of it. And I think that's what every young player needs to look at, as opposed to looking at the name of the club. But I definitely think it was probably one of the best things I could have done.
And then, was it the right time for you? Do you feel like going to Palace? You thought your Arsenal time, you know, obviously trying to get through, you know, as a goalkeeper, it's so hard to try to beat the number one at the time. But you just feel that was the right time, obviously dropping down to the Championship, but, you know, the right time for you at the age you were?
Yeah, definitely. Again, it's one of them things where you kind of drop an ego a bit, that you're dropping down to the champ. But I think at the time, I didn't realise how much of a competitive league the Championship was. And I mean, I was still going to a club. It was in the Men's Premier League. I had an amazing setup at the time. I was quite happy going into it. I was happy with the move that we'd made. But no, I definitely think it was the right time for me to go. And I mean, having the experiences that I had there, I wouldn't regret it.
Yeah, well, what a great season for you, I have to say, for the team as a whole as well.
Yeah.
Winning the title and getting promoted to the Super League. That must have been a great season yourself, being involved, you know, playing games as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure you look back at that with a lot of good fond memories.
Yeah, for sure. I had the first year at Palace where I hadn't really played too much. So I think confidence levels were quite low at the time. And then going into the second year, I had a manager come in that I'd actually worked with previously, which was nice to have. It kind of took the initial pressure off of them seeing you in training, knowing what you can do. So that was quite nice going into it. And she was always so supportive of me at the very beginning when she came in. The goalkeeper that we actually originally had at the time, she left quite early on in the season. So it kind of opened up that door for me to go in and to play. So yeah, I got pre-season with the girls. Kind of got my confidence back up and then went straight into the season. I played the first 8 games with Palace of the league that we won, and then got a keeper in on loan. And as any young goalkeeper does, you kind of get shifted a bit. You kind of watch them do it. You wish it's you, but I was just really grateful that I managed to get the experience that I did at the beginning of the year and still felt that I had quite a big role in getting the team promoted, which I still stand by now.
Yeah, and it's good to see Crystal Palace doing well in the Super League. Let's talk then about the move to Ipswich. How did that come about? Also, you got reunited with Shauna. I think also you played with Ella as well at Charlton. So obviously some familiar faces already in the team. But yeah, how did the move come about and the first conversations with Joe?
So I was actually out in Marbella with my family on holiday, and I got a message from my agent saying, we've had some interest come in from Ipswich. Are you interested in jumping on a call? And at the time I was in the Championship. I just won the league. I was quite set on staying in the champ because I wanted to really push in starting in the championship if I could. And so at the time I was a bit like, I'm not sure if I really want to jump, if I want to get on the call, but I was so interested to see what they were going to say. So I, yeah, I went on and I had a really good conversation with Joe and the goalkeeper coach, Paul. And I think from then I was really intrigued in what they would offer and for to be able to develop me as a goalkeeper. And when I came back, I went in, I had a little look around the training ground and it just felt really comfortable very quickly with Joe, with Paul. I got along with them really well, which I think is something that I really wanted to make sure I had with a manager going into this year. Because I think as a keeper, like, I knew I could do it, but I just needed that someone to kind of get me there and help push me and have the trust in me. And I felt like I had that very quickly with Joe and Paul. So yeah, one thing led to another, a few conversations later and I signed the contract. But yeah, it's definitely probably one of the best moves I could have done. I will probably say that this is a club that I would owe a lot to now in my career, no matter where I end up. It's probably the main club that I would put my career down to.
That's good. And did you know much about Ipswich and Suffolk as a whole? Obviously, you've been based in London most of the time, you know, the London clubs. But yeah, coming sort of moving, you know, to Suffolk and seeing Ipswich, you know, for the first time. Did you know much about it?
No, I knew nothing about it. Like you said previously, obviously, Shauna has just moved here as well. So she came in a couple of weeks before me. So was able to kind of tell me a bit what it was like before I came in. But no, I honestly had no idea. I played against them quite a lot when I was younger through Arsenal and Ipswich. It was always quite a good rivalry between the two of us, actually. I mean, both games we've had have gone their way. Some games went our way. So it was always quite nice to have that rivalry. So I never actually thought I would end up at the club. But I suppose you never really do. But no, I didn't know a lot. But as soon as I came in, all the girls were so welcoming. They showed me the ropes very quickly. And I've got very close to a lot of the girls now, so I actually know Ipswich quite well, I would say.
Yeah, I think I've seen, you know, been at some games at Portman Road. Of course, obviously the men's team are in the Premier League, and it's been obviously a good season for them being back in the top flight for so long. And being at Portman Road, obviously a game at Portman Road soon for you girls again as well, which is going to be great. But yeah, I'm sure you've been at Portman Road a few times, and yeah, I'm sure Premier League football has been good to watch as well. Arsenal, you know, that's soon. Oh, that's at the Emirates first, but yeah, that'll be interesting, won't it?
Yeah, I will be there as well. So I'm very excited for that game. But no, Portman Road's an unbelievable stadium. I think with the capacity that it fits, it always feels like a very lively stadium because it's not one of them massive, massive stadiums where it's always got to be filled up to have the really good atmosphere. But I think because it's quite like a small stadium, it feels very homely. It's a great stadium to play at. I mean, it was my first time there a couple of weeks ago watching them against Palace, which was quite a cool game to go watch because I used to be at Selhurst watching the men there. So it was quite a nice game to go watch, actually. But yeah, I love it there and I'm so excited to play there myself and hopefully we get a good fan base come.
Yeah, looking forward to that in March, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure to get down there when you can. Well, let's talk then about the season so far than that, because it's been a rogue season. Unbeaten in the league, clean sheets all over the place for you. I'm sure I think it's 10, isn't it, in all competitions? Yeah. I'm sure that must be good. And, you know, the defence as well. Obviously, it's a young defence and you're young as well. What's that like, you know, building that chemistry with your defence and obviously Boz, the captain, leading the team?
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, it's definitely something that we pride on keeping clean sheets. I think we do rely a lot on the forwards in the front line to obviously put it in the back of the net. But you can't win games if you don't obviously concede. So yeah, it's definitely something that we pride ourselves on, and I think making them partnerships within the back line has been massive for us this season. Our back line's not really changed too much, which has been nice to grow relationships. We had Boz in and out early on in the season. She had a slight hamstring injury, but as soon as she came in, she was absolutely unbelievable for us, and she has been now. And Megan, my other centre-back, she's also, honestly, she's just an out-and-out defender. She'll put her body on the line, and that's why I absolutely love. So it's quite nice. We've got a really good relationship between the three of us. Also, our full-backs, they're great receiving the ball. They make great movements forward, and their recovery runs are also unbelievable. So I think we've got a really good relationship with us in the back line now. And we are a young defensive unit, but I think we do all work well together, which doesn't really show on the pitch, I would say.
And yeah, straight away, Nat, you know, I'm not sad because you're here, but I was impressed by you on the debut against Oxford. You know, one incredible save, long, you know, cross field balls. I went, here we got a goalkeeper here. And yeah, can you remember that game against Oxford? You know, a big game. Like, we hadn't won there for so long. I don't know if Joe would have mentioned that in the dressing room. Went, this is our bogey team. This is a team we always struggle, you know, at their place. But we got a very good win there and a clean sheet for you. But yeah, that cracking save you made in that game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was something that Joe had mentioned quite early on, which made the pressure a bit more intense. But no, it was a great game. I mean, I'd played there previously when I was younger, and I had quite a good game there when I was younger, so I felt quite happy getting to go into the ground. And I think it's definitely something that you always feel when you go to a ground and you've had a good game there previously. You kind of have a good vibe going into it. But yeah, that was a great game to play. I was really happy that we came away with the clean sheet, and obviously I was managed to make quite an impressive save, which obviously I'm not going to say I was surprised to make myself, because I would say they're one of my strong points, saves like that. But no, I was definitely pleased that I was able to showcase what I was to do quite quickly, and especially to our fans and even to the girls and my manager. Obviously I wanted to make sure I impressed them coming in, and I think that game was a great one to start it off with. And like you said, they was our bogey team, but we managed to get one up on them and two up on them as well now. So, yeah.
Very much so. And obviously, you made some good saves, obviously, in a penalty shootout as well in the FA Cup recently. Yeah. How much prep do? You know, were you and Paul, like, sort of, you know, did you know much about other, you know, hashtag penalty takers, or did you just have to go, okay, I just have to just guess in the moment?
Not really, to be honest. I kind of just went into it. I mean, we weren't particularly prep for penalties. I know the girls don't really work too much on them. I think it's something that we take as it comes. The girls actually haven't lost a penalty shootout for a while now, so I think it's one of them ones where you don't want to jinx it and start working on it and then it kind of starts going wrong. I think it is genuinely something that we just step up to when it happens. I hadn't prepped on it at all through the week. I kind of just went into it with an open mind and just thought, right, pick away and go. And I did, and it worked for me. So yeah, I was really, really happy with the penalty shootout. And I think that's probably something that I'll continue to do, obviously, if it carries on, because it works for me.
Yeah, it's good to hear. And I know we've got to wrap up very shortly. So I want to quickly give a shout out to, obviously, you know, Laura, Nina, and also Paul, you know, the goalkeeper union. I'm sure it's very tight there, and, you know, you're battling each other and, you know, part of that, you know, in training, you know, what's that like as a group?
You know what, I'll give all credit to Paul, Laura and Nina. I've never worked with, I think, a little group where we've all supported each other so much. I know the type of person I am and the type of goalkeeper I am. I'll always be supportive to the other goalkeeper, no matter if they're starting, I'm starting. I think it's really important to have that good bond between everyone. And I'll give all credit to Laura. She, every single weekend, she preps me in the right way. She warms me up in the right way. And obviously we train so well together, which I can only give credit to her, because it isn't an easy job to do. I've been there, I've done it, and she genuinely takes it like a champ, and she helps me so much. So yeah, I definitely, obviously, if we get the promotion that we are looking forward to at the end of the year, hopefully, that I would put a lot of it down to her, and obviously Paul as well. I've actually had a new guy coming in recently working with us. His name's Billy, and he's been unbelievable as well, getting us prep for games in the last few weeks. So yeah, we have a very good group, and I can honestly put a lot of the season down to them as well.
That's great to hear. And quick little message to the fans / also expiring goalkeepers. Any tips, anything to say to them?
To be honest, I think obviously as a goalkeeper, it's very much with your mindset. I think you just kind of need to go into every game. If you're feeling nervous, make it excitement. Do you know what I mean? Turn the nerves into excitement, and I think you'll just go into games feeling so much more confident and positive. And I think with mistakes, you kind of need to just look past them very quickly. Obviously, you kind of want to look forward into games as opposed to what's just happened. So I think, obviously, just have that strong mindset, be confident in what you're doing, and yeah, just enjoy it when you're playing.
That's good. And final thing, winter break now for you girls. Obviously, Christmas around the corner. Got much plans?
No, not really. I mean, we've got a few things planned with the girls. It's my 21st coming up, which sounds a bit scary, actually, but still, I'm very young. So, I mean, I'm really excited for that. I'm doing a few things with some of my teammates here, which is so lovely to have a group that are so close off the pitch as they are on the pitch, which is, I think, helps when we're playing as a team. So no, not got loads planned, but I'm excited for a bit of a break, because I feel like everything comes thick and fast when you're in the league.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, it shows, by the way, you know, the team are so together and it's just great to see. And are you a Christmas fan? Do you like Christmas?
Do you know, I love it. I've got a massive family. I've got a Spanish and Italian family, so it's always very loud at Christmas. And this year, I'm actually celebrating it in London. It's my auntie's 60th birthday, so we're going to go into London and we're actually going to have a Christmas dinner up there. So it'll be lovely to celebrate with my family in a completely different way to which we normally do it. So I am excited, and I am excited to kind of get back into it afterwards, because sometimes you feel like you want a break, but when you're in the break, you want to get going again. So yeah, I'm excited.
Bring it on. Well, happy birthday to your auntie, and I hope you have a good
Thank you.
Christmas, Nat.
Thank you very
Final
much.
message to everybody, and thanks so much for joining me.
No, thank you very much for having me. I've really loved it.
All right, nice one. Well, I hope everyone's enjoyed another Issues Town Women's podcast special. Obviously, they returned to action against Exeter City, but then it's Manchester City, a big game in the FA Cup. Bring it on. Nat, thanks again. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you very much.